In the Hudson Valley Art Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Evan Balzer. Hello, Evan.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you from? Where were you raised?
I was actually raised in the Hudson Valley.
I've heard of that.
Grew up listening to WHUD a lot, and I was raised in Carmel, yeah, and I live in Putnam Valley now.
And you've been doing it quite a while, too.
I played a lot in the 80s, and then I took some time off to have a family. And then recently I decided, you know, within the past 4 or 5 years, that I actually wanted to get back into it seriously. And, you know, what better way to do it than do an album? So I did, first I did an instrumental album maybe about 3 years ago. Started doing gigs again, and then just recently completed my second album, titled Seconds. I have a regular, you know, steady gig in about half dozen places, and that keeps me happy, and they're all really nice to me, and developing a following, and all is good.
So in a way, I imagine, after all these years, and that's quite a long time, your expectations are different than they were maybe back in the 80s, right?
Yes, I think you define success differently. You know, back in the 80s, everybody was chasing the record deal, and you know, but now success is different. There are a lot more opportunities to distribute music, to make music. It's a good time to be a musician, and it's much easier now to be heard than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, as they say, it's much more democratic now because anybody can do it, but you got to be good. Otherwise, no one's going to click on you, right? No one's going to like it.
Exactly.
And it has changed quite a bit since the 80s. It used to be you had to go to some guy at a desk in a big building and sign a contract. Now, it's very DIY, isn't it?
It really is. I did this most recent album, Seconds. I actually did it on my own. I decided to do this one on my own. The first one I did in the studio, but this one I decided to do on my own on my Apple MacBook Pro. The technology is absolutely amazing these days. And then I decided to spend my money on having it mastered by a very prominent local mastering engineer.
You talked about an instrumental album. I guess all I know about you, your reputation, is that you are an awesome guitar player.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You have a day job, I imagine, as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Music being what it is, you do have to supplement the income to keep things afloat.
You got to feed that habit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you got a lot of water under the bridge. Do you mentor other musicians?
You know, it's interesting. In the Hudson Valley, when you play around enough, and I really make an effort when I'm not playing to go around and catch other people's acts, you really develop kind of a brotherhood relationship. In that capacity, everyone mentors each other. You know, just how's it going? What are you doing? How are you recording? Where are you getting gigs? It is kind of a brotherhood.
It seemed more competitive back in the 80s because there was only so much room at the top. Now it's more of a community, isn't it? More of a musical community?
It really is. And at least the people that I've come across, everybody's looking out for the other. It's not nearly as cutthroat as it was in the 80s because, as you said earlier, the opportunities were much more limited for exposure and to actually even be heard.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Evan Balzer. Previous to the one we're going to play, Step from the Fire, there was another one that you submitted that we did not think was appropriate, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit more in a classic rock vein.
Which was fine. It was a good song, but it just wasn't us. So I got to mention your perseverance. Someone says no to you once, closes a door, get them to open that door. Don't take it as a slight on your ability or on your personality. And your advice to younger artists would be what, Evan?
Practice, 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 and keep doing it.
Just keep doing it because you never know.
You know, you really don't. And you never know who you're going to meet.
Talk to as many people as you can. Gig, do free shows. You don't know who's going to be in the audience that's going to hear you and hire you for something else, right?
It is so true. And always treat people with the respect you would like to have given to you.
Absolutely true. Tell me about the song Step from the Fire. You wrote it, and how did it happen?
So with this album, the first album was an instrumental album. With this album, I really wanted to expand and really focus on lyrics, more on the lyrics and less on guitar playing. I mean, certainly there's a lot of guitar on the album, but I've always been a big fan of Pete Townsend and Richard Thompson and what they've been able to do with the lyrics. So I spent a lot of time with the lyrics. I spent a lot of time working on vocals and singing. It was the first time I ever really sang. And so I really wanted to look at this record from the perspective of as being song-focused as opposed to the previous CD, which was much more, you know, layers and instrumental landscapes.
Do you have gigs coming up in the Hudson Valley?
I'm going to be taking a little bit of time off before the holidays, but once January rolls around, I'm going to be very busy. I'm going to be playing in Lake Carmel, New York. My regular monthly gig that I have down in Cortland Manor at a place called Red Line Roadhouse. I'll be hitting Poughkeepsie and I think a couple other places, too. The best place to find out is to, my website is evanbalzer.com. That's EVANBALZER.com. And certainly at Facebook at Evan Balzer Music.
Evan, go get him. Welcome to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight here at 100.7 WHUD. Let's hear that song, Step from the Fire. Evan Balzer, BALZER. Good luck and thanks for dropping by.
Thank you very much, Andy.